Meeting you or seeing you at the church is good. Also, meeting you all or seeing you all at the Target is fun. I went to the Target right here yesterday, like 5 minutes from here. I met a family yesterday. They asked me, so they saw me at the Target, and I was buying food for living. So they saw me and they asked, "Father, we thought a priest can live without eating." Well, I told them, "I'll try this week. And if you don't see me next week, you know what happened to me." My theme for this week is, "Lord, I love your commands." That is my theme for the week, for my homily. With that, I would like to mention 3 points. Lord, I love your commands. Love and will. Saint Thomas defines that love is an act of the will, to will the good for others as others. Love is an act of will. Because love is an act of will, so love is not an emotion. I take you to be my wife, my husband, and I promise to be faithful to you in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, to love you and honor you all the days of my life. All the days of my life. That's not like today or tomorrow, but all the days of my life, every single day of your life, you need to love someone beside you now. And that is love and will. You love your wife today, but tomorrow you don't love your wife anymore. You love your husband today, but tomorrow you don't love him anymore. You hate him because he had a bad habit. Like my dad, he's smoking every day. My mom hates it. But my mom still loves my dad because love is not emotion that way. Love has a will inside, and love and will go together. Love is not an emotion at all, brothers and sisters. Today I feel I love my wife, I love my husband, I love my children, but tomorrow I don't feel I love them, or I think I love them. No. Today I choose to love those people. Today I choose to love my husband. Today I choose to love my wife, my children, and tomorrow I continue doing that. That is love and will. Love requires your will. Love is not. It's not an emotion at all, brothers and sisters. Second point, love and action. I asked my mom, "Mom, what is love?" He answered, "I don't know, but I cook for your dad every day." Love and actions go together also. Why? Because you tell your husband and wives that, I love you 10,000 times, but you didn't do anything. You don't do anything for her or for him. Is that a love? Or you say that you love God. "Lord, I love you. I love you so much, but you don't go to the mass on Sundays." Does this make sense? So you see my point over here. Love and actions go together. Never separate love and actions. Because when we love someone or when we love something, we're going to do that. When you love something, you're going to do that anyway, right? When you love God, when you love husbands and wives, when you love your families, you need to do something for them. Do you remember when Jesus appeared to Peter and asked him, Peter, like after the resurrection, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. And the Lord, he didn't answer, cool, you love me. No, he said, feed my sheep. Feed. The action is right there. The Lord asked Peter about the action. He doesn't say by saying alone, but love and action goes together. Final point, love and commandments. As we heard today in the psalm, Lord, I love your commands. Brothers and sisters, it's so easy to love an idea, but it's so hard to love someone right in front of you. You love your neighbor, not because your neighbors are lovable, but you love them because God loves them the same as God loves you. You love your neighbor doesn't mean they are lovable, but God loves them at the same time, at the same amount, at the same level that God loves you. When we say, Lord, I love you and I keep your commands, we know the commandments. Love God and love our neighbors. Neighbors and God is not an idea at all. And the society is telling you that God is an idea. And it's so easy to love an idea. No, God is not an idea. God is a person. Jesus is the Son of the living God, the Son of the Most High God. He's not an idea at all. And we must believe that. And I believe that. God is not an idea. God is the person, the second person, became man. The incarnation became man like you and like me. He is a person, fully God, fully man. That is my homily today. Maybe you have a homework today. Love is an act of will, to will the good for others as others.